Urban Shield 2015, billed as the world's largest tactical training exercise for law enforcement and first responders, began in Pleasanton on Friday, the 14th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. It'll continue through tomorrow, September 14th. Roughly 5,000 people from over 100 police and emergency response agencies around the country and the world attend Urban Shield. KPFA's Ann Garrison has more.
On Friday morning, members of Coping Women for Peace dropped a banner reading War Games in Pleasanton on the overpass above Highway 680 to mark the beginning of the Urban Shield War Games Exposition at the Pleasanton Fairgrounds, where vendors are displaying state-of-the-art weaponry, surveillance tech, and first responders gear. Urban Shield, Honor the Past, Prepare for the Future, a video posted to YouTube 2 days ago, spends much of its 18 minutes on Urban Shield as a response to the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
We didn't know at the time, was there more attacks coming our way? So it was the first time that law enforcement really realized, and first responders, that we were the front line of defense.
It was an act of war where the frontline troops were police and firefighters, and that's a different approach to public safety than we usually have.
It put our country on notice that the enemy is out there and that we have to be prepared. And we have to be prepared at all costs, and we have to be prepared for the inevitable.
You have to realize that the battle is no longer going to be overseas. You know, it used to be that if you were in the military, that was when you went to fight a battle. And if it was here, you were dealing with local criminals and local crime. But realizing that at any day, something could strike our area, and we may have to respond to a domestic terrorism threat.
We can never let another 9/11 happen again. We can't. We just can't. It just can't happen.
The video also includes clips of George Bush announcing the emergency response to Hurricane Katrina and television anchors announcing mass shootings like those in Aurora, Colorado, Newton, Connecticut, and Lafayette, Louisiana. But its central defining event is 9/11. The Stop Urban Shield Coalition, which succeeded in pushing the expo and exercises hub from Oakland to Pleasanton, aims to rid Alameda County of the annual event altogether because, they say, it advances the surveillance state and the militarization of police. The SF Weekly reports that a T-shirt reading Black Rifles Matter, referring to the AR-15 assault rifle and similar weapons, is a top seller at the Urban Shield Expo. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.